pleasant day?
No, it was a pleasant day.
An unnice day?
No, a nice day.
If we had had a period of weather where the clouds have been, oh, there, and then the clouds begin to disappear, what would you say about it?
It was cloudy, but the sun came out.
Well, in referring to the clouds, where they're beginning to disappear, you say the clouds are...
Disappearing?
If the weather has been bad and then it, what should I say, the badness ceases, you say the weather is what?
It's clearing. Mm-hmm.
If we've had one type of weather and we see that another is about to arrive, we say the weather is doing what?
Changing.
And if there are no clouds and then clouds begin to appear, we say the clouds are...
coming in or coming down.
Is there any other thing you'd say about that, where the sky begins to become overcast? Have you ever
heard... clouding up.
Have you ever heard the expression clabbering up?
No.
Does that strike a chord?
Mm-hmm.
Heard clouding up. It's getting cloudy, but it's clouding up.
If the weather has been clear and a cloud appears and there's a burst of rain and that goes away, how would you describe this?
A thunderstorm or a cloud burst.
This is a heavy rain?
Well, cloud burst then, not a thunderstorm.
Now, if there's a storm with intense thunder and heavy electrical discharge.
Electrical storm or a thundercloud?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to find out how many people, or how many of my informants use the expression, it came up a rain. And boy, that's hard to find. You familiar with that?
No, that's
I don't
say,
think you would find that as much in
but
someone
you don't find
who
it often.
You might find that in some older people.
My wife.
No.
I don't know if she uses that or not.
What part of the country is she from?
Altus. She went to school in Missouri and Illinois.
I've heard it around here, and I've heard it from people who live in the country now.
Did she say Illinois?
It came up a rain.
It came up a rain.
No.
I just like we were laughing a while ago when somebody wants to get shed of something. I absolutely talked to a man who wanted to get shed of a farm. And I came in and told Peggy that, and she looked at me like I had lost my mind. Mm-hmm. And, but I had heard that, and I thought it was funny. I don't hear it often.
Strange enough, I think that this is the shed that you'd find on the farm. It's not get shut of, it's get shed of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have windstorms here?
We used to call them cyclones, now we call them tornadoes.
Do you have a place to go when these come?
We don't. Some people have storm cellar.
Mm-hmm. What was this called out on the ranch?
Storm cellar.
Is that ever called a cave or a storm cave?
I don't believe so. Maybe so.
I hear it. Not very often. You know, he ought to talk to someone on Kershaw Drive. He really should.
Mm-hmm.
What's there?
Well, there are a group of people who have lived on farms most of their lives and have come into town.